My recorder is recording, so this is the telephonic pre-hearing conference in the matter of Kyle Creek Mining Company, OAH file numbers 2019, 0309, and 0310. It is 10 a.m. on September 23rd, 2019. This is also PSC case numbers PU 19-189 and 190. The first thing we'll do is just see who's all on the line. Have you make appearance, tell me where you are, and if there's anyone else in the room with you. Mr. Mann.
Yeah, thank you, Your Honor. Wade Mann on behalf of Coyote Creek Mining Company. I'm here in my office in Bismarck, and I am alone.
Mr. Broughton.
Derek Rotten on behalf of the commenters, Casey and Julie Voigt, and I am here in my office in Bismarck, and I am alone.
Okay, and Mr. England?
Yes, Your Honor, J.J. England, also for commenters and petitioners, Casey and Julie Voigt. I am currently in an office in Minneapolis, and I am alone.
Okay, and Mr. Hsu?
Thank you, Your Honor. John Hsu on behalf of the PSC, and I'm here alone in my office at the Capitol.
Excellent. Well, we're here because Coyote filed applications to renew and revise a surface coal mining permit, and the Voigts filed objections and requested an informal hearing on seven areas of concern. That hearing is scheduled for October 8th, 2019 at 8:30 a.m. at the PSC, their meeting room up there at the Capitol. We're having this pre-hearing conference because I received an email from Mr. Hsu saying that you had a meeting together and a number of issues appeared for my consideration. And also, we have received the notice of intent of filing a motion to disqualify Mr. Mann. I guess that's perhaps the elephant in the room. Are you planning to voluntarily do that and before you even get the motion, or what's your plan right now, Mr. Mann?
Yeah, thank you, Your Honor. Coyote Creek does not agree with Mr. Broughton that that Rule 1.12 requires that there is a conflict under 1.12 that requires either myself and or the firm to withdraw. We don't agree that that rule applies and creates a conflict.
Okay. I just asked the question off the bat because if you were going to do that, then that would change the whole tenor of this whole pre-hearing conference. So we'll just let the motion process run its course, and we'll get to the issues that appeared for my consideration that Mr. Hsu spoke of. So you've met, and I suppose one of those issues would be whether you've narrowed the issues at all. Mr. Hsu.
Yes, Your Honor. There were a couple issues that came up. At this point, I don't believe that the parties have found any sort of agreement on any of the issues, at least to my knowledge. And they may have continued to have a number of discussions, but I guess I can't speak to that. One of the issues I believe that was brought up during the pre-hearing meeting was the scope of the proceeding and whether that would be limited specifically to the objections and the issues that were provided in the objection by the Voigts. And I guess the other issue, too, that what we were planning on having a discussion here today was the conflict, which you've already addressed, Your Honor.
Okay. What Mr. Broughton or Mr. England, so you intend to, you filed a document with the seven areas of, I'm trying to look at the sheet of paper here, of concern that you had, and you expect to bring more at the hearing?
This is Derek Broughton, and no, Your Honor, we do not. The discussion we had at the meeting was more along the lines of, you know, whether the comments, I guess, to the how you interpret those comments. And so one example we discussed was reclamation, and we raised reclamation, and we've had discussions of reclamation with respect to this permit in the prior hearings. And in the comments, we didn't get into all of the detail about the specific reclamation practices and issues related to soil health, but that is something that we've talked about before and that we would want to talk about at the hearing. And so I think it's more, you know, certainly we don't have any plans to bring up some global issue that wasn't raised in the comments, but we did have plans to bring up additional details and specificity that we didn't have in the comments.
My main concern is that Coyote has notice of what you're going to talk about ahead of time. Do you have anything to say on this, Mr. Mann?
Yeah, I do, Your Honor. I mean, obviously reclamation is an incredibly broad, you know, topic and area. So, I mean, to the extent that, you know, the voice want to come in and say, well, we said we're going to talk about reclamation, and, you know, anything goes, any location, you know, anything related to reclamation, I mean, it's not appropriate. I think under the rules, under the statute, you know, they had the 30 days with the, in which they could provide comments, and that provides notice to both the mine and to the PSC. And to the extent now that they want to come in and say, well, there's this different section of land where you did some reclamation that's not identified until the hearing, and both the mine and PSC have no ability to, you know, ahead of time to take a look at that, to see what they're talking about, to see what the potential issue may or may not be. I mean, I think there's some due process concerns there. I mean, it's not helpful. I mean, ultimately, a decision would be made based on, you know, one side or one party providing evidence that the other party had no opportunity to review ahead of time, rebut, you know, provide some context, you know, whatever the case may be. So I really think it's not appropriate to allow them to just freely come in and, you know, bring up something that we really don't want to be sandbagged, and are very concerned that that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hsu, do you have any comment? I'm trying to think of a way that, again, myself, I wouldn't want this to be just wide open. I'd like it limited, like I said, to provide some notice, including notice to me, so I know what to be up on before the hearing. So is there a way that we can make sure that this is limited, or at least that we know what's going to go on ahead of time, Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, I guess at least from staff's perspective, we, as long as we are adequately noticed and we know what we will need to speak to and who we can provide there to provide testimony to, staff doesn't have an extensive issue with at least some flexibility in expanding the issues a little bit. However, if there are items, it all depends on how broad it gets and what the details are. If it's the areas of land that and issues that we're not overly aware of, or that we weren't planning on speaking to, we'd have some concerns about that. If it's some things, details, for example, a technology that wasn't actually provided in the issues, that might be an issue too, because it would be difficult, of course, to speak to that. However, if there is, we are provided some notice of generally what we have to be aware of and what we'll be speaking to. The staff, I don't think, has it. They don't have too many concerns.
Yeah. Broughton and England, are you planning on expanding the areas of land, or what do you mean by having a broader scope?
Well, I guess a couple of things. Number one, I don't think we're expanding the areas of land. We did reference one specific parcel in the comments, but we did not limit the comments to that. The interpretation by Mr. Mann is limiting it to that. That said, I think that this process envisions some information gathering and additional evidence And one of the issues I wanted to bring up at this pre-hearing kind of factors into this issue, which is under 3814.1-19 sub 3, upon request of any party to the informal conference, the commission may arrange with the applicant access by the requesting party to the proposed mining area for the purpose of gathering information. And our understanding is that there is reclamation that has been done in a couple of areas of the mine, and we actually would like to get access to look at those so that we can have that information. I think the only one that has the information now is the mine and potentially the PSC. I don't know that. In general, though, my sense of things is that what Mr. Mann is envisioning is more along the lines of formal discovery, where you suss out each other's positions and claims. And the way we view this is that at this stage, this is an informal conference, and it lacks that formality. But because it lacks that formality, there's also some additional flexibility for the parties. I can tell you that we're not attempting to sandbag anyone or blindside anyone. We intend to raise the issues that we raised in the comments, but there obviously would be no point to having an informal conference if every single detail that you wanted to talk about at the informal conference must be raised in the comments, because if that were the case, we would have already said all we had to say.
Okay. Well, I think at this point I'm aware of the issue, and if things get too far afield, I'll deal with it at the informal conference. I do agree that there is a little bit of flexibility here, and that means that we have to work on the fly a little bit and make those determinations at the informal conference instead of ahead of time. Although, if you're going to talk about a particular portion of land and change things up too much, it would be in your best interest to let us know what the issues are ahead of time if you're going to be much broader than what you initially provided. Your argument to go too far beyond that without providing notice would not have, it wouldn't be a strong argument if you haven't listed it or given some insight to it beforehand. Okay?
Understood, Your Honor.
Yeah. So that's the way it will go. We'll make the decision at the hearing itself.
Your Honor,
Mr. Mayor,
I mean, if we already know what parcel of land we're talking about, I think it would be appropriate to disclose that now rather than, just show up at the hearing. And I still don't know what parcel of land he's talking about. And again, all we're looking for, is a fair hearing. And I mean, this mine's been operating under this permit for, 4.5, close to 5 years. And, we filed the application for renewal, that gets noticed. So they have time frames in with which they have to comply and, indicate what they're looking for, what the issues are. So, I mean, it's not like they wouldn't have known what these lands were before, and I think they know them now, so I think I'm entitled to have that disclosed to me rather than have them just show up, on the 8th and say, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Broughton?
Yeah, I agree with that, but the reality is I do not know where this land is. My client is aware, generally speaking, that the mine has done some reclamation work on, if I recall correctly, I believe it was approximately a 20-acre parcel somewhere, but that's the most information we have, and it's, information he's gleaned from talking to a few folks, I'm not even sure who. And so I would put the question back to Mr. Mann to ask the mine where this reclaimed land is, because my understanding is that we are aware of one parcel that's been reclaimed by the mine near a bridge where some work was done on the bridge, and there's another parcel, and other than that, I don't believe any reclamation work has been done. And so that's why I brought up the inspection, which is anticipated by the statute, and I guess our request is, and I guess, Your Honor, my question would be whether we need to put this in writing, but our request is that, as the statute anticipates, that we be allowed to do that investigation at the mine so that we can find this parcel, because quite frankly, I think the only one who knows where it is the mine.
Okay. Well, we have two issues there. Your response, Mr. Mann?
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to go and look. I'm not sure that provision allows what he's asking for at this point anyway. I'd have to look at that. And, I mean, at this point we're speculating that because reclamation was done, it may have been done wrong, and you want sort of another shot to provide comments or point out flaws in it. I mean, I don't think there's any foundation or any basis for any statements that there's, you know, an issue with any reclamation.
Okay. Well, if you have a request to get onto property, you'll need to make that in writing. So I'm not going to grant that right now, especially not knowing about it ahead of time at all, and I don't have enough. From what you say, we don't even know where the piece of land is, so that makes it difficult.
Understood, Your Honor. We will put that in writing and submit it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then it sounds like if that's what we're talking about, and if we'll all be on notice of that if they find the piece of land and and want to talk about it at the informal hearing. Otherwise, it would be irrelevant, I guess, if we're talking about some theoretical piece of land located where no one can find it. So for now, I think that takes care of itself. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up, Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, those are the main issues that at least staff wanted to address. However, maybe we could go over, I guess, the procedure of the hearing and how we anticipate this to go forward.
That's next on my list. We don't do a lot of these informal hearings, and I just want to make sure we're all on the same page as to the procedure. But are there any other issues that are larger than that? Mr. Broughton?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Mann?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, Mr. Hsu, did you just want to go through of how you thought it would be? I understand that there'll be testimony, but it won't be sworn. Whether there's cross or not, rules of evidence, the burden is on the voids. But those are the sort of things that I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. How do you envision it, Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, I guess the way staff would envision it, and of course it isn't overly concrete in the rules and statutes how they operate. Again, there wouldn't be sworn testimony like you stated. The voids do have the burden, so I imagine they would begin. I do anticipate that there would be a cross, but I did envision this following the strict rules of evidence, since it is informal and nothing's sworn. I guess the question that I would have for the parties is the order of presentation. I'd be interested in hearing your comments on who should, I guess, go in what order. Like I said, I believe the voice would go first. I'm not sure if that would be followed by the company or staff at that point. For the most part, I do think it'll probably be to some degree a bit free-flowing as well.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mann?
Yeah, I guess sort of one question or comment I'm struggling with a little bit to understand. If there's no sworn testimony, I'm not sure, you know, that like you indicated, the burden's on the voids under the statute. I don't know how you meet that if without sworn testimony, you can basically say anything. With no rules of evidence, no sworn testimony, I'm struggling a little bit to figure out how somebody can meet their burden without any of that type of evidence.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm under the understanding, at least, that these informal conferences were set up to allow to make it easier for landowners, particularly to, bring their concerns forward to the commission and present their concerns to the commission for their consideration. So I think that was the basic understanding of the informal conference, at least from my standpoint. However, I imagine, especially particularly with council, we do have a little more sophistication than I think a lot of informal conferences and informal hearings that we hear in front of the commission as well. Although I do envision that it's probably not necessary to have such strict guidelines and rules to follow. If the judge, if you do feel that that's necessary in order to conduct this hearing, I would be agreeable to that.
Yeah. There's a chance for a formal hearing afterwards, and this seems like a pre-hearing of sorts, almost like a settlement conference, or it has a little, like you said, a little different feel to it than other hearings, and hence the name informal conference. I would probably, with attorneys involved, like you said, perhaps have the rules of evidence involved, but not be overly strict with them, but allow them to be raised and to rule on them, just so that we can stay on track and because of the sophistication of the parties. I think that somewhere along the line I came under the impression that there was no cross-examination, but there should be some sort of questioning or ability of the side to say what their concerns with what the other side said is, and to have a response to that. And I don't know if that will be formal cross, but just questioning. I think this informal nature of this hearing is such that we don't want to make it like a formal hearing, but we still want to get to the bottom of it. And I don't think you can get to the bottom of it without having the other side ask questions, or at least express those, and then have the other side answer more in a narrative way than a typical cross that would be, hard-hitting questions one right after the other. It would be more of an explanation of concerns that you might have. So I think we'll have that questioning. I think that we'll allow the rules of evidence, but we won't be overly strict in the sense that I don't want to drag out this informal hearing too long, fighting over foundation or something that very strict rule of evidence. I want to keep it moving along quickly. I'm capable of giving the proper weight to the proper evidence, but it would be worthwhile to hear any objections. And I'm under this understanding that it's not sworn. And again, I'm not an expert in this procedure, but that's my understanding. How do you feel about that, Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, I believe staff's fine with that. We don't have concerns about that. I know in the past, procedurally, it has been non-sworn testimony. While I can understand the company's concerns on that, I think staff at least has traditionally viewed this as more of a preliminary opportunity to address a lot of concerns on the front end.
Any other comments on that? I don't hear any, so I'm just looking here at a document. Just give me about 2 seconds. Anyway, So that's the way I envision it. And then the order would be probably the Voits, and then the company, and then staff. Does that make the most sense to you, Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, that we'd be fine with that.
It does make the most sense to me, but somebody could explain. I've been wrong once before, so somebody could explain a different order, and I could agree to it.
Your Honor, I believe in the previous informal conference that we had, I'm not sure if it was the Voits or not, it went in the order of the Voits, the staff, and then the company. However, to me, at least, it makes more sense to have the staff go last.
Yeah,
Your Honor, this is Derek Rotten. I guess one thing I would just want to say, overall, I think to the extent we're talking about a permit renewal and a permit revision, I don't want to necessarily agree that we have a burden. I think the mine has a burden to get its renewal and revision. That said, I think in the context here, and this being an informal conference, and the fact that the Voits are the ones making these comments and raising these issues, I do agree that as a practical matter, it makes sense for the Voits to go first so that both the mine and the commission staff can hear what they have to say and then respond to that. But I just don't, by agreeing to that, I don't want to concede necessarily that we're the ones with a burden in the grand scheme of things.
Okay. And there's a public portion to this hearing. The public's invited, correct, Mr. Hsu?
Yes, Your Honor. It is open to the public.
Historically, do they let the public say anything?
Historically, Your Honor, we would allow the public to speak as well. Okay.
And when it's over, we'll get proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and an order from everybody involved. Is a 7 days enough time? Because we have 30 days overall, and so then from that I would have to write my own proposed findings of fact, conclusion of law, and order for the PSC, and they would have to make the decision. So I'm thinking I need those pretty quick. Is 7 days sound reasonable?
Your Honor, the staff would prefer 7 days.
Yeah, and that's why I looked at the old records, and that's how long it took between the at the last one of these that we did. It was 7 days, so that's where I get the number. Anybody have a problem with that? I'm looking at the
calendar. No, I don't.
Yeah. So, okay. And the PSC will record it, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. That's all I have on my sheet of paper here. Anything else for the good of the order?
This is Derek Rotten, not from us, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Mann?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Hsu?
One last thing, Your Honor. With regards to the conflict issue, since that could dramatically change, of course, the scheduling of this and who would be counsel in the case, do the parties have any idea when this issue will be resolved?
I guess I might put Mr. Mann on the spot, but I had indicated to him I'd share the motion prior to filing, and I just want to see if you would still prefer us to do that, and we should have the motion in a form ready to file within the next few hours.
Sure. Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
So I think what we'd do is share it with Mr. Mann this afternoon, and then if we don't get it resolved between us, we would file it tomorrow afternoon.
And so that's plenty of time to rule on it if we the decision is in Mr. Mann's favor, and if it's not, then we'd have to go from there. Right? I mean, practically speaking.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of it until just now, but one thing we might want to discuss is the timing for a response, just so that Your Honor knows when you will receive the full briefing and be able to make a decision on it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mann, today's the 23rd, you'll look at it, and then you'll file it tomorrow. Could you get a response to me by the 30th?
Yes, Your Honor.
And sooner the better, but...
Understood.
Yep. Okay. Does that sound okay to you, Mr. Shu? I know it's pushing it a little bit, but I need to give him some time to respond.
And then yes, Your Honor. We'll address this procedurally as issues.
Yeah, and then I'll make a decision pretty quick after that. I'll do my best to make it, within 48 hours or sooner if I can. And then we'll know a week ahead of time what's going on. And that will give us enough time to hopefully make any changes that need to be made. Okay. Mr. Shu, anything else?
Nothing else, Your Honor.
Mr. Mann?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Broughton?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, since there's nothing else to be brought before me at this time, I'm going to close this pre-hearing conference, noting the correct time to be approximately 10:40 a.m. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Your
Bye-bye.
Honor. Right in there.
person challenging